On the telephone line, we welcome in our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, how are you this afternoon?
Good, Rich. Just still trying to survive in advance, man. Taking it one day at a time.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all doing. This is my first day doing the show from home. I'm Skyping in, so if things sound a little strange, I mean, part of it's me, but part of it's the technology.
Hey, man, even on your worst day and worst technology, you still sound great to me.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you, sir. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Let's start with the Celtics and some good news on Marcus Smart this week.
Yeah, Marcus Smart says he's been cleared on Friday. He got the notice, coronavirus free, and he's going to donate his blood and plasma, you know, to some of the research out there. And it's good to see, man. I think what we're seeing and the feeling I get is we're all in this together. And so anything that anybody can do to help, let's do it. And Marcus Smart is definitely doing that.
No question about that. Now, what about the talk that there's a chance the season could resume, but in one location and maybe have everybody in Vegas?
Yeah, you know, at this point, Rich, I'm for whatever the NBA decides. You know, if they want to do it in Vegas, if they want to do it in Pocatello, Idaho, I don't care. As long as it's safe, the players are cool with it, and we can, get back to basketball on the floor. You know, I don't have to be at the games. You know, I'm sure fans would love to be there, but, you know, if it's either that or no games, I'm sure they'd be willing to stay home. And so I think for the NBA, when it's safe and feasible to do, getting back on the floor, I think people will welcome that. You heard LeBron James say, you know, he'd rather not play in front of fans. But I think, you know, when LeBron sits down and think about it, you know, the fact that, you know, even just playing to me would lift the fan spirits. I just can't wait. I just can't wait till we're on the other side of all this.
You know, and I was thinking about that too, and it would be strange, but I think as long as the players are comfortable, that it would be a safe situation. Man, I would love nothing better than to watch a game, and I don't care if there's nobody in the house. That would be fantastic.
Exactly, and maybe the quality of basketball isn't the best, but, you know, we need something, Rich. You know, we need some sort of normalcy, and I just think, you know, having a basketball game actually being played to me would signal that we're moving close to being normal again, back to what things were. And I think, you know, I welcome any kind of sign that, you know, we're getting back to normal. I don't know about you, but I wake up every day and I'm checking all the social media, the news sites, and I'm just looking for a glimmer of hope of good news, you know, regarding all of this. And I think, you know, the return of games, whenever it may be, it would be a welcome thing.
There is an issue involving contracts that run out for the NBA players at the end of June. But do you think if there's a chance to bring back basketball and have a postseason in the summertime or early fall, do you think that would be something they could easily reach agreement on?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you could do a temporary, you know, let's say a 2-month, CBA, addendum to the CBA. Obviously you could push back free agency and the draft and all that. There's talk that, you know, the players may not be getting paid after this next paycheck here. And so where does that money go? You know, and then maybe that money comes back from when games return. And so I think it's an easy fix. I think it's something that both parties, talking about the Players Association and the league and owners, would want to see happen. So I don't think it's that much of a stretch for them to extend the league year and make sure these contracts are okay.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston here on Downtown. The NFL says they're moving on, ready to play a full season when we get to September, and in the short term, still planning on holding their draft with some changes. But is it a bad look for the league to be holding a draft if we reach a point here in late April when we may have 1,000 or more Americans dying every week?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a tough situation because it's, as a fan and as somebody, you know, who's stuck at home like everybody else, I want to see some sports programming, you know. I don't see how it hurts, you know, the efforts to fight coronavirus. you know, it's tough. You know, from a team standpoint, you know, you can't do the individual interviews, the workouts, in-person workouts, but, you know, it could be, you know, like they used to do back in the day, you know, the team calls into the commissioner and the commissioner makes the announcement. And so I think the NFL has to tread lightly, obviously, but, you know, if they do decide to hold the draft, you know, in 3 weeks, like it's scheduled, I'm okay with it. I don't think it takes away from the focus or the fight against this virus that we're all facing.
Do you think the NCAA did the right thing in giving an extra year of eligibility to spring athletes?
Yeah, I think so. I think so because, you know, and there was some talk, you know, should they do it for the winter sports also? The only problem is most of the winter sports, you know, 90, 95% complete outside of the tournaments and things like that. I think, you know, what the issue is, you know, if you're a senior and you're graduating, let's say, do you just come back to play another year of sports, you know, and how do you work that out? I do think that they should, you know, when it comes to scholarships, you know, open up the scholarship limit, you know, add additional scholarships, because all that costs you if you're a program is money. And as we know, the NCAA and these universities are making billions. And so I'm not sure what to do in terms of, you know, like I said, the seniors, but I'm all for, you know, giving these players another year of eligibility. You hate to see anybody their senior season cut short or even stripped totally. So I'm all for that.
You know, if they would only follow my academic plan, hang around for 10 years of college, then you wouldn't have to worry.
Exactly. I was on that 7-year plan, I think. You know, it was awesome. You know, who wants to get out there in the real world? I wish I could go back to college.
Right. Best time of your life. Why do you want to rush through that?
Exactly. I still think about the old days at Winona State University in Minnesota, man. Great time.
Kyle, good to talk with you as always, my friend. When will we see you on TV once again?
I'm hoping to be back on tomorrow on Early Edition or BSC. We're slowly rolling out, you know, some of our shows, and I'm hoping tomorrow at 6 or at 10 o'clock tomorrow night I'll be back on.
We'll be looking forward to it. Stay safe, Kyle, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Okay, Rich. Thanks, man.
That is Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston with us here on Downtown.